This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
About this weekend, really extending into Monday night. It's wild card weekend in the National Football League, and the Steelers, as you well know, will host the Houston Texans. And joining us, broadcast legend, Hall of Fame voice of Bill Hillgrove. And you can see Bill on our live stream at kdkradio.com and on our KDK Radio YouTube page presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Well, Happy New Year for Steelers fans occurred late in the game in the last 2 seconds Sunday night when Tyler Loop missed a 44-yard field goal, giving the Steelers the AFC North title and a chance to extend into the playoffs. What was your takeaway from the game outside of the thrill of being able to win it?
Well, I think they did a good job of minimizing the impact that Derrick Henry can have on the game. And, you know, if you get a lead on a team, that kind of makes them one-dimensional. I think the Steelers did that, and I tip my hat to Lamar Jackson. He responded and played great. But, you know, in the end, it came down to, let's put it this way. The Steelers have a loop in their Vanderjack.
I got you.
Let's go back to 2005. Although Vanderjack Smith was bad off his foot, this one, as it took off, you said it has a chance to go outside the post, and sure enough, it did. So, you know, if a game comes down to that, so be it. And people sometimes complain that kickers aren't football players, but they are important, and we saw that, especially with the tip ball on our kickers missed extra point.
Bill, this is one of the craziest finishes to a football game I've seen in a long, long time. Besides the Vanderjack incident, what else comes to mind in terms of crazy finishes? Obviously, we have the immaculate reception. What else?
Well, we don't have to go that far. How about the end of the Detroit game? You know,
right.
Until that referee hit his button, you didn't know who won the game. It's just crazy. And, you know, the importance of the game is emphasized by the fact that the winner go home. And so that gives more dramatic impact. And that's why people gravitate toward it. And I just shake my head.
There have been so many fantastic finishes in the NFL this year, it seems like, in particular. All right, that said, the Houston Texans are red hot. They've won 9 in a row. The Steelers have never played them in the playoffs. Yet, as you know, Bill, the Steelers don't lose on Monday nights at home, not since the 90s. So how do you see this match up with this team? Are the Steelers good enough to beat the Texans?
Larry, I don't think that history matters. And so I tend to think this. I'm glad we're not playing the Texans on a neutral site or down in Texas. That atmosphere will be special. I don't care what the bus says. I wasn't there, so I can't comment on his comment. But I'm glad this is a home game, and I think that if I'm the Texans, I don't want to come here and play, especially out of a dome. And so I think it all favors the Steelers, but those people in Vegas are very objective.
And they have made the Steelers back-to-back underdogs at home, correct?
Yeah, and I think that role is embraced by the head coach and by his quarterback. So
what else?
Let's kick it off and find out who moves on.
Right. Hey, what else do we know about the Texans, Bill, besides the fact that they've got a good defense?
Well, it might be the best defense in the game. And, you know, I think the offense has its moments. And I think C.J. Stroud has progressed immensely as a young quarterback. So I think it'll be a big challenge. I really do. But, you know, let's face it. Don't sell the Steelers short. There was a lot of negativity around the Steelers going into the Baltimore game. And I think some of that's been erased. So let's just move on and hope that this positive feeling about this club translate to a performance on the field.
We're with Bill Hillgrove. I want to ask you about John Harbaugh's dismissal in a moment. But before we do that, there is a possibility that if the Steelers win, the Bills, if the Jaguars win, they'll be the seventh seed. They'll have to play the first seed, which is Denver. And we could be hosting the Buffalo Bills if this scenario rolls out. So this might not be the last game at Acrisure this season.
Well, isn't that interesting? And I think to a man, the Steelers would say, we'd like to redo the Bills game. And I think that'll be the attitude if it comes to that. So let's take one step at a time. Let's beat the Texans.
All right, now you sound like a coach.
Well, I've spent enough time around them. I know what coach speak is, and sometimes we resort to it. But, you know, it's going to be fun no matter what.
And that said, Mother Nature appears to cooperate. Doesn't look like any rain or snow. Sunshine and 38 will be the afternoon high. Kickoff's hit at 8, so it'll be significantly, I'm not going to call it warm, but more comfortable than the temperatures were on Sunday night. That said, John Harbaugh, after 18 years, Super Bowl champ, playoff wins, gets dismissed by the Ravens ownership. And his agent claims he got calls from seven different teams. Where do you think Harbaugh ends up?
He's a good coach. It won't be long before he's employed again. But I think that occurrence speaks to the unfortunate state of the NFL and of sports in general. Nobody has patience anymore. Everything is now. And I understand there are monetary pressures and ratings pressures and all of those things. But thank God for 30 years, I was lucky enough to work for the Rooney family, where patience is their calling card. You know, we've talked about three coaches since 1968. How about four play-by-play gentlemen since 1938?
That's incredible.
That speaks to patience.
You know,
I'm always thankful, and I was blessed to be there for 30 years.
That is something that's remarkable about the Steelers. And, Bill, I was watching a replay of the Rich Eisen show, and Mike Tomlin was a guest yesterday and said almost exactly the same thing about a lack of patience in the league.
Yep, and but it's not just the league. It's in sports. You know, what have you done for me lately? And, you know, last week, a lot of people wanted to fire our head coach. And this week, that got kind of quiet. And that's just the nature of it. He understands it. I think the good coaches understand that as long as they do a good job, they have a chance to stay. And the Baltimore thing, I feel bad for John Harbaugh. I think it was a sucker punch. But, you know, it happens.
Where do you think he'll end up?
Boy, I haven't even thought about that, but wherever he ends up, a lot of it will be on his terms and not on their terms. And I think, you know, that's what he's earned.
Yeah, some are guessing maybe the Giants. I know the Browns have an opening, but that's unlikely in the same division in the ownership there. So it'll be curious. Some are saying, hey, they should fire the Dolphins coach and put Harbaugh there. So we'll see. I'm not worried about where Harbaugh's going. I'm worried about where the Pittsburgh Steelers are going. And you've been to enough playoffs and Super Bowls in your career. You know, just from a fan standpoint, how much fun it is to host a playoff game, which the Steelers haven't done in 5 seasons. So here we go, Monday night.
I think they'll snap the streak. That's just, I'm just like I was last week, slightly optimistic.
Bill, we always appreciate your part. And you've got Pitt basketball this weekend. Panthers are 0-2 in ACC action with a chance to change that. What's that, a 2 o'clock tip?
2 o'clock tip with Syracuse. It's two evenly matched teams. Syracuse already has a win. They beat Georgia Tech on the road. And ironically, the Panthers after Saturday go on the road to Georgia Tech. So, it'd be nice to be able to win a couple as they head to the meat of the schedule in January.
All right, we'll be listening for that on 93.7 The Fan. And enjoy the game Monday night, Pard. Thank you.
I think I will, Larry. Something tells me I'll enjoy that.
Sounds good to me. Give my best to your bride. The great Bill Hillgrove. I love talking to him.
I do too, and I think he's right. I think that the Steelers are not underdogs. I think that they're at least even with this team to win the game.
But they kind of like that role. You know, it seems to energize them. Tamira Rush is on assignment from our newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Room. So I thought, what's trending with E being Aaron, my producer? Do you mind?
Let's go after it.
What do you got?
I'm going to try and fill her shoes. Okay. Of course, the Pitt season 2, right? The Pitt season 2 fans are reacting to the premiere of the season today, and they're kind of shocked by a member from the cast has exited the show. I'm not going to say who, of course, for those that want to watch it, but
no,
yeah.
What do they call that? Spoiler alert.
Yes, no spoiler alert, but one of the cast members from season 1 has exited. So people are, I'm sure, you know, share mixed feelings over that. Are you excited for season 2?
Yeah. I mean, I reluctantly started watching it last year because I'm like, I don't want any more drama, let alone medical drama.
Right.
It's not for the faint of heart if you don't like...
No. You definitely have to buckle in.
Yeah, if you don't like blood scenes, yeah, it's an emergency department, and each episode is one full hour of one shift. So season 1 was a shift, and I assume the same for this year.
Okay, this is trending, of course, but the withdrawal of family attorney Alan Jackson from the Reiner case. I don't think too many of us can be shocked by that, but...
Did he say why? Did he announce why he's withdrawing from representing their son?
No, I'm reading he pulled back moments before the scheduled arraignment, and yeah, there's no exact reason, but it's very interesting.
It's curious because in these cases, some people may say, well, why would an attorney take on what appears to be a really obvious cut and dried case for many from the outside looking in?
Right.
And I'm sure because some of the lawyers would like the limelight of being in that circle.
Right.
To ensure that the laws are upheld, you know, and would he then say plead guilty at some point?
Well, even in the times we're living in, a lot of people are very into those true crime, even if it's real, which is kind of concerning. But I had some side conversations when Rob Reiner and his wife were first murdered, and they talked about this lawyer and said, you know, I'm sure he wouldn't have taken the case if he wasn't confident. So people were really invested. And so for him to, you know, take on such a bold case and then remove himself, you know, we'll see. We'll
curious.
See what that reason is. Okay, this next one's for you, Mr. SNL fan. You love SNL.
I do.
And
I did.
Right?
I like some.
Right, that's fair. Goes back and forth. Actor Bowen Yang is leaving after 8 seasons.
He's really good. He's got kind of a whimsical look to him.
Yeah, honestly, I stopped really giving that show much attention until you would, you know, bring something to my attention. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So, and it says it was a tearful goodbye. So, you know, I'm sure it was hard for him to close that chapter of his life.
Does it say what he's going to do?
No, it does not.
Watch, he'll be in movies.
Oh, has to be.
Comedy
All that
movies.
Talent.
All right,
maybe even serious.
I got one for you.
What's up?
If for some reason you're thinking about getting one of the pizza and ranch scented candles at Bath and Body Works, you can now find them on the clearance racks.
What?
They thought they'd help lure curious shoppers into their stores by pizza and ranch scented candles burning, but...
That has got to be the most Pittsburgh thing.
After nearly making many people puke, they decided to discontinue them. Smells like bad marketing. So you may, if you want one, you better hurry. Find one on the clearance rank. And that's what's trending with E. We'll get T back tomorrow. Thank you, Aaron. See, it's the Big K Morning Show. We've heard a lot about the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. I love this. Every year, right after the holidays, the hottest new things are displayed for demos, and we kind of get a window into the future. And the future for us has been autonomous automobiles, where a lot of the technology was developed here. And joining us is Charlie Deglio Mini. Did I say that right? Deglio Mini.
Deglio Mini is correct. Thank you.
Executive Vice President of AI Roadway Technology Company, Rector Systems. Welcome. So where are you from originally, Charlie?
Originally from New York City. But I have a stepson living in Lawrenceville right now and a big fan of the area.
Yeah, I was just there yesterday for a lunch at a place called the Abbey, which used to be a funeral home, but the food's really good now. Anyway, ask him about that. Appreciate you being on the show. I don't have to tell you that Pittsburgh wants to be a hub for artificial intelligence and for autonomous vehicles. So tell us about your company.
Recore Systems is a roadway intelligence company. As we know, we see vehicles are getting smarter and smarter. Right, we see vehicles like Waymo expanding into Pittsburgh. It's a strong signal that autonomous technology is moving from testing to real world deployment at scale. But what happens is our roads are dumb. Our cars are smart, our roads are dumb, right? Roads are very analog. Recor's mission is to provide modern technology to make our movements on the roadway safer and more efficient than they would be otherwise.
So give us some examples. And I know with Waymo, they had an issue where the vehicles weren't stopping when school buses were stopped. Yeah. And that was an issue. I assume they say they're addressing that with software. But what is your company going to do to enhance what all of these other companies will eventually be doing?
So if you think about it, autonomous vehicles don't operate in isolation, right? They succeed when digital infrastructure on the roadways is just as smart as the vehicles themselves. So for example, one of the things that Recor Systems does is we provide AI capabilities inside traffic management centers. And if you've ever seen a room full of video screens and someone's looking at it, they're working inside of a traffic management center trying to figure out what's going on that roadway at that particular time. You had a traffic report earlier on saying, so they're looking at a camera. But what if you could be able to almost make the person superhuman, where the AI says to the traffic center operator, look here, there is something going on the roadway. Doesn't depend on something catching your eye or seeing something anomalous happening. So what Recor does is we provide that ability. We give the traffic center operators almost superhuman powers. And we do that in a couple of different ways. We pull in disparate road data from connected cars, from Waze data, from Bluetooth data, and from traffic cameras.
And how successful has it been? Because this isn't going away. This is happening now, right?
Yeah, we've had some phenomenal success. Right now, we're scaling this technology across the state of Texas. We're operating in Nevada now, and we expect to see it here in the Northeast sometime toward the middle or late end of this year. But it is important because it enables response times to happen quicker than they would otherwise, right? So getting the right emergency services to the right accident site on time or as fast as possible is really the goal for Recor Systems.
So it's not just working in continuity with the autonomous vehicles, it's the practical part for the rest of us.
Right, exactly. It's look, you know, if you've ever been on a roadway and you've seen an accident happening, you know, you think about what could be faster than a 911 call, right? But often people don't even know where they are. You can be on I-95 and say, I'm heading eastbound, and I-95 only goes north and south, right? So it is very, very important to bring modern technology into the operations of the roadways. Just as these cars are accelerating, and we're seeing, look, autonomous vehicles, they don't operate in isolation, right? They succeed when digital infrastructure is just as smart as the vehicles themselves.
And where can people learn more about Recor and what you're doing with AI roadway technology?
Yeah, you can visit us at recor.ai, recor.ai.
Well, that's easy, Charlie. And I assume at some point you'll be visiting Pittsburgh. Are you hearing about us with robotics and artificial intelligence?
Absolutely. Our business is located in Maryland, but Pittsburgh has long been a proving ground for advanced technology, especially in the transportation space. And, you know, the Waymo presence now reflects how cities are becoming living laboratories for transportation innovation.
I've taken two Waymo rides, one in San Francisco on Halloween this year, and then one in Atlanta. And it's just mind-blowing technology. So I'm anxious for, we're already doing testing for Waymo is going to be here in Pittsburgh.
The future has arrived. You know, public trust is going to be important, right? It's crucial as this autonomy vehicle expands. And that trust comes from transparency, safety, and strong data that we're all able to see that how well these cars can work.
Well, we appreciate you taking time for us. And again, hope you visit Pittsburgh soon.
I'm coming back for a slice of Pizza Lupo.
Nice. All right, Charlie. Happy New Year. Thanks.
Thank you.
Charlie Deglioni, who is Executive Vice President, again, AI Roadway Technology, Recor.
In Minnesota, very
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.